Here's how you can get the NowBrief feature working on most older Samsung phones. In my case, I managed to get it working on my Galaxy S24 Ultra and my Galaxy Z Flip 6, neither of which should really have this feature working at all, and it's totally safe to do, by the way. Now, the process for getting this working is pretty tedious at first, but once you do it, you'll have the NowBrief enabled forever, even if you restart your phone. So first, you need to go into your browser, and on Google, you need to search up Samsung Smart Suggestions 7.0.06.0. So just tap on the second one, which has that extra Android 14 text on the title. Then you'll scroll down to where it says Download APK, let it download the APK, and once it does, you can tap on Update. And after a few seconds, it should say App Installed. From there, head into the Play Store and download System UI Tuner. Once installed, you'll need to grant it all the permissions it needs, including granting it a special permission called Write Secure Settings, which you can do with ADB or even the Shizuku app. And by the way, Shizuku is easier to do since you don't need a computer. I made a tutorial on how to use that app and set it up, which you can find on my YouTube channel within my Shorts page. So if you don't know how to use that, there you go. Anyways, once you grant the app all the permissions it needs, and you're on the main page, you can then tap on System, Lock Screen, Lock Screen Shortcuts, and then tap on the left shortcut. In here, you'll see a list of all your apps, so just search for Personal Data Intelligence. And then you're going to tap on the app with the yellow light bulb icon. From there, you're going to search Developer Mode .d. And then only one option will appear, so just tap that one. It'll bring you back to this Lock Screen Shortcuts menu, where you can just hit OK. And from there, you're just going to jump into your lock screen, where you'll see that new bulb icon in the shortcuts. So just swipe left on it to open it. Then at the very top, turn the toggle on. Just scroll down until you see Enable Personal Data Engine and toggle that on. From there, head back into the System UI Tuner app, tap on Lock Screen Shortcuts again, and this time select the right shortcut. From there, you'll search Personal Data Intelligence once again, and then this time you'll just search for UIC. There, you'll see one option with the purple icon, so just tap on that. And finally, go to your lock screen, and you should now see that blue icon in the corner as a shortcut. When you swipe on it to open, it'll now bring up the NowBrief page. Just a heads up, it takes a bit longer usually to load everything up the first time around, but once it does, you can just scroll down all the way to the bottom, and you'll see the option to add the widget to your home screen. And from there, you'll now have the NowBrief available forever, even if you restart your phone on your home screen. Thumbs up for that! Now again, just because it worked for me doesn't mean that it'll necessarily work for everyone, and it could stop working in the future too. So just keep that in mind when trying this.